Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. This is Azure Friday. We're here with Joe Idzorik, and we're talking about management of Elastic Scale with Azure SQL.
Yeah, so in our last conversation, we talked about what it actually takes from an applications perspective to scale out databases. So now that we have load and we have customers on different databases, how do we really deal with the capacity or performance management of those particular shards?
Right. You set up a key range of 0 to 100 and then 100 to 200. What if that's not right? What if it should be 3 or 4 or move them from place to place?
Exactly. So we can actually look at this setup and, as you specify, and say, hey, okay, well, let's move ranges from 100 to 150 back from shard 1 to shard 0. Mm-hmm. So what we've done within the scale-out team is we've created what is called a split merge service. And this is a customer-hosted service that really enables for the maximum flexibility and performance predictability as you get to deploy this in your own service, choose the largest scale-up, scale-out implementation of a cloud service that you want, and you'll be able to implement this against your production environments or your development environments. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go through, and I've already pre-populated this. And
so this is not the Azure portal. This is an application that I, as the shard manager, would install.
Absolutely correct. So I've pre-populated this with some of my credentials, and I'm going to say, hey, our sharding key is an int32. I've already populated my shard map name. And I want to specify, say, we're going to start the low key range of 50. We're going to split at 150. And then the high key range I know for that shard is 200. What I really want to do is move that low range, well, I'll move the high range, to this particular shard.
Okay. So this might seem a little confusing, but the way that I've been thinking about it is like when I used to partition my databases. This is a logical partitioning in the sense if you have a logical partitioning from customer 0 to customer 100 and then from 100 to 200. We used to have to sometimes merge some partitions together to get things right and then split those. So you might have to do a couple of maneuvers to get things perfect, correct?
Exactly. And this is kind of a, you know, as your application grows and as you get different load from different customers, depending if you're doing multi-tenant or single-tenant, you're going to have to adjust your application accordingly. So let's say, hey, these customers were using a lot of load or not using a lot of load, we want to move them. So what we're going to do is split these customers off.
Okay.
So we'll go through, and this is really just...
Here we go. So then it's giving you all the details exactly what's happening here.
Yep. So it's going through and saying, hey, we're going to move these key ranges to the next shard. And it just does all the work behind the scenes. And you know, if something happens, it's a cloud. What it'll do is roll back all the transactions. So it's saying, if this fails, it's kind of like, you know, a SQL transaction. Before it commits, it'll roll everything back.
Okay. So then.
So it's succeeded.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back here now, and we're going to perform that same query and say that, hey, we should have moved some of those shards between 150 and 200.
Right, so some of the customers will be on different shards. Now here they are. Those ones have all moved to shard 0, and we've only got these two left on shard 1.
Correct. So that enables us to do rebalancing of ranges between shards. But what becomes interesting is what we call it within the team is a Justin Bieber scenario.
The Justin Bieber scenario.
Yeah, the Justin Bieber scenario. So what happens in the Justin Bieber scenario is what happens if we get one customer on our service that just goes crazy. He just blows up everything, just takes all the resources on a particular shard. Mm-hmm. We really want to move him onto his own shard or move everybody off that shard so he can just party by himself on that particular shard. So we're going to demonstrate next is that point move. Mm-hmm. So we're going to say Justin Bieber is customer ID 100.
Okay.
So what we want to do is move 118 off of this particular shard so that everybody gets a better experience.
That moves them off the shard, but does it move the rule for how people get into a shard?
Exactly. So that becomes back to the client libraries. When the client libraries, so this will all be reflected in the shard map manager, that central metadata store. When the client libraries come back and they consult the shard map manager, say, where is this particular client? That rebalancing or that reconfiguration will exist and the client libraries will absorb that.
Okay. So do we move Justin?
So we're going to move Justin. So we're going to do... We're going to move 118 off of shard 1 to shard 0.
Okay.
So we'll specify that key. And we're on shard 1. We're going to move it to shard 0, and we hit submit.
And if you're not on social media, that idea might sound silly, but Justin Bieber, when he puts something on Instagram or Twitter, you can imagine all of the writes that happen to that database. It would make sense to have a premium customer on their own shard.
Exactly. And we see a lot of this also with multi-tenant customers that say, you know, they have that hook, they bring those customers in from 30 days and they put them in this multi-tenant environment.
Yeah.
And then the customer elects to do to a premium service. So we want to move that customer onto their own database to give them that flexibility.
Okay.
Right? So we can come back. We vacated 118 from that node to give Justin his own node. And now we can see that Justin is alone on his own node, and we've moved everybody else to Shard Zero. So that's capacity management in a nutshell with ElasticScale for Azure SQL Database.
Very cool. We're learning all about management for ElasticScale here on Azure Friday.